Hi, I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not Shannon.
Girl, you're top shelf vagina.
Winner, winner, winner.
Suce un sac de bique.
Oh, spiders!
Pop off the vodka.
God damn it.
I am Maggie, and this is Shannon, and this is That More Thing.
And this...
There we go.
This is probably obnoxious.
Probably.
Enjoy it, bitches.
She does it so good.
How does she tongue pop so loud?
We're talking about Alyssa Edwards.
She probably has a clean palate. I noticed, as I've been popping, you know, since I've been binging Dancing Queen on Netflix, that, like, if your tongue and roof of your mouth is coated in shit, like, you can't pop.
All right, I'm going to stop popping now. You're welcome.
It does probably sound disgusting. We apologize. About as good as us eating on the podcast.
Oh, my God, that last one was disgusting, listening to us eat when I have.
You just can't listen with your earbuds in.
Dude, I was
not. As bad when it's in the car.
I was just listening to it on my phone, and I was like, I want to kill us both. I deserve to be stabbed in the neck for that.
I'll fucking deal with it.
Although there are some people who are into that.
Yes, some people are into it.
Is that what it's called?
Yes. Yes, they did the radio did a whole story on that recently.
Because Kelly with an EY.
Yes.
Posted the woman who eats really loudly. And I was like, but how does her mouth make that much noise? And people are like, you're just, you know, just people in the thing being like, you are all like insulting her and this is a thing and people actually like it. She makes a ton of money. I'm like, but how does she make that much noise? That's not a judgment. I am shocked that her mouth.
Just be like exaggerated chewing. You got to get a nice buildup of saliva going, for, like, some juicy sounding noshing.
I'm not going to play it, but I still, like, people kept on saying stuff, and I was like, but how, though? But how is,
like,
she?
Like, legit question. How do you, I want to know so I can do it.
I'm just curious. I'm not sure that I necessarily want to. Maybe I'd try. I don't know. It was, like, how? But I was like, you know, because this woman was responding to me directly. I said, my question still remains. But how, though?
Legit. How?
How? I don't understand. How?
I feel like that's a RuPaul throne.
Yeah.
That she's sitting in. I can't put my finger on it, though.
That seems like it. What was I doing?
I don't know what I've been doing for 3 days, but I watched like 3 seasons of 3 different shows.
Girl,
since we got back from Florida.
Me too. I don't know what I've been doing with my life
it was
either.
Like accidental binging.
No, mine was like I was very stressed out. My car broke twice in the same week.
After we got back from Florida.
Yeah.
Or right before.
One before, one after.
Yeah.
I knew that so the last time that I had a muffler that fell off my car was when I was dating Mark, and he just like reattached it to my car with a wire coat hanger. It didn't fully fall off. It was like slightly unattached and making extra noise, and he just tied it back on with a wire coat hanger. So I was like, Dad, tie my muffler back on with a wire coat hanger, please.
And he's like, yeah, that's so fucked up. I can't do that.
He was like, well, he said, it was so fucked up. You cannot drive it like this for very long. Like, it is fine for you to get it to the shop, but you cannot drive it like this for very
long. I put your muffler in your trunk because that's how that's going right now. So don't get pulled over because you'll get a ticket for emissions.
I had to get a whole new exhaust. Then that was a ton of money. And then I also had a headlight out, which you think is not a big deal, but in my car, in the Prius, they made it incredibly difficult to get to the headlight. Like, you have to, it actually costs a ton in labor because you have to take the car apart to get to the headlight. And they cost $60.
Awesome.
And my car blows through them. I get a pair every year. I get headlights every single year in that fucking car. So anyway,
Do you have them do both at the same time while they're in there?
No, because I keep hoping that if it falls within 12 months, it's under warranty still. So I keep on getting them under warranty sometimes. So I make them
check. Even though they're different headlights?
They pay attention.
Oh, okay.
I get one every 6 months. They're like 6 months apart from each other. One is in the winter and one is in the, it's normally late summer, so this was a little late for it to go out, which means that it wasn't under warranty still. Fuckers. So anyway, I was really stressed about everything in my life, and I was like, let's forget the world and watch Netflix. So pop culture section. Oh, before we talk about all of our Netflix binges, before we get to actual pop culture section, let's talk about food and drink. We drank nothing.
Gatorade. I'm on an orange kick right now.
I drank water.
Yeah.
Dihydrogen monoxide.
Mm-hmm. So delicious. It's like that drink Math and Martinis show.
Yeah.
Or Finance and Martinis.
Where they don't have
martinis. What are you drinking? Oh, I'm drinking a white wine spritzer with a little bit of raspberry. Oh, I'm having some raspberry tea this morning.
Eat shit. Those aren't martinis. oh my gosh, I said the wrong thing on the internet. I said the opposite of what I meant. And this guy totally condescended me and then said, he admitted, he said, there you go, mansplained. And he could have just said, hey, I think you meant to say this, right? Like a normal person would. Hey, I think you meant to say this instead of saying it backwards. So I actually said that to him. I said, I think you meant to say this. And then I wrote, eat shit, fuckwad.
There's a lot of angry women out there now, too.
I'm so angry all the time.
Well, they're angry at us for being angry at men.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh, you're part of the problem. Stop being bitches.
Yeah, get it together. So anyway, I have been super stressed and I've been eating just only sugar. Like I just have only eaten sugar. And so you asked if we needed something for today. And I was like, I want cheese. And then I went to my food therapist and laughed about that with her. I was like, I didn't even put that together. That in my head, I was like, I have had so much sweets lately. I only just want cheese. So I got us one that we've had before that is like Veshwas Resist with Arsenal. Nailed it. And I don't remember what it's called. It's French.
It's on the, I saved the wrapper.
Okay, you try to pronounce that.
Yeah, what she said.
let me
it's
try.
Like D'Argentinial.
No, it's Vacherus D'Argental.
There you go.
Vacherus.
Sousson sac du beat.
Yep, Sousson sac du beat.
In cheese form.
Yeah, we've had it before a while ago. Actually, at your old apartment. That's
yeah,
how long
we
ago.
We eat it with a spoon.
We eat it with, it's like eating butter. Mm-hmm. It's so creamy.
Cheese butter.
And I also got a meal.
Like if it wasn't so expensive, we'd rub it on our bodies and lick it off.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's so expensive. It's like $10 for that wedge.
Yeah, that was the smallest one, too. I was like, I do not need this much cheese. So they also had mimolette, and I was like, ah, mimolette. And after eating that giant hunk of cheese that was almost $11, that was the smallest option that they had, I didn't feel like mimolette, so I threw it in your fridge, and we're going to have it next week. Yeah. I also got us Zingerman's pumpkin cupcakes with cinnamon buttercream. So I actually
I'm looking forward to it.
I just want you to taste the buttercream. I want you to give everybody, just like dip your finger in it, give a little taste. Try that cinnamon buttercream frosting, Zingerman's. You don't love it? You do love it. I loved it. That looked like you were uncomfortable.
So creamy and airy.
So fluffy.
So fluffy!
It's wonderful. So, yeah, I was delighted by that. Shannon hasn't eaten hers yet, but instead of getting us like a whole cake, I got us each one cupcake. So there. Look at me.
Hashtag adulting.
Adulting. All right, so that was...
Oh, so what have you watched on Netflix then?
All right, so I also watched Dancing Queen, Alyssa Edwards. Super fun, super cute. I did second season of Big Mouth. Are you nodding because you did too? And I watched all of Schitt's Creek. Actually, you called me out on Facebook.
The two of us watched, binge watched all three of those shows.
Yeah.
Since we've last talked.
Right.
Since we've got back from Florida.
Right.
And more realistically, in the last 4 days.
It's been longer than that for me. I started Dancing Queen before you. And I started Big Mouth. I started
Dancing Queen yesterday when I sprained my ankle.
Oh, man. How'd you sprain your ankle, Shannon?
Like you always do, walking.
Nice. Classic.
Just walking. I actually was getting the mail, and I stepped wrong between the grass and the driveway, and I went down. And the only thing that saved my ass was my car, so I fell into my car.
Is your car dented?
Carrying, like, an armload of mail with Scott and Catherine in the car.
Is your car dented from where you fell on it?
I don't know. I caught myself.
Oh, okay.
I didn't like run into the car.
I was really hoping like, I caught just, myself, like, bam.
And it did have a loud bam, which scared the crap out of Scott and woke Catherine up.
Uh-huh.
And no, I knew instantly that it was bad. So.
Right? No, your body knows.
Yeah.
Actually, my dad, this is really funny. He gets migraines, like bad migraines. Like they say that one of, you know, like when they can compare pains. One of the worst pains that a human can feel is cluster headaches, mm-hmm. right? My dad gets terrible headaches. He doesn't realize it when he has seriously injured himself. He fractured his foot and walked on it for over a month before being like, I think something might be actually wrong. And he goes, you know, I should have realized it when I saw stars after I fell. And I...
what?
But his headaches... Are such
so
bad
painful
that he doesn't realize when other things are injured.
Yeah. Julianne broke her foot for a month and they didn't know it.
Yeah.
Like she dropped something on the top of her foot and then she limped around for 2 weeks. And I happened to be visiting at the end of that 2 week period. I was like, Jenny, that you should get that looked at. Usually your foot will heal within a few days. Mm-hmm. And sure as shit, I left town, and like the next day, Jenny took her into urgent care, and she had a fucking broken foot.
I'm shaking my head. Shaking my head.
It was like the top.
Right.
A top bone, not an ankle or side bone.
Right.
So, but even Jenny was like, did you go to the doctor? You could have broken something. I was like, no. I sprained my ankle enough. I know it's just a sprain. It's one of those two-day sprains. If I had done this on a Friday night, I would have stayed in bed all weekend and gone to work on Monday. Unfortunately, I did this late Sunday night at like 8:30, so I couldn't walk all day yesterday, and then I hobbled into work this morning and left early, and like my naps and painkillers have done wonders.
Lovely.
So we're almost back to normal.
Rest and elevate.
And lots of Advil.
Yeah, so I loved season 4 of Schitt's Creek.
Yeah, I'm going to rewatch it because I kind of power washed it and I feel like...
You power washed it?
I power watched it and I feel like I may have missed some things.
Yeah.
And I really want Catherine to see the boys making out again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exposure.
I got to normalize it.
She thought it was weird.
She did. Yes. I had to explain that it's okay that two boys kiss each other because they love each other. Ew. I'm like, no, that's okay. Just like two girls can kiss each other also. It's not weird. It's all right.
She was distressed tonight when I didn't that you only brought her nightgown and not underwear. I was like, you can...
Oh, whoops.
And I was like, you can walk from the bathroom to your bedroom wearing your nightgown and we'll pick out underwear in your bedroom. And she was like, what if Tina's door is open? And I was like, your vulva will be covered by your nightgown. And I'm like, we had to have a
serious talk
about it. And then I was like, sometimes I don't wear underwear under my nightgown. Ew. And I was like, sometimes your vulva wants air.
I heard that. I heard like, let it breathe. It just needs some air.
So then I was like,
is she encouraging her to air dry in there? Like, what's going on?
And then she just kept on going, ooh. And I was like, are you shaming my vulva?
Are you shaming my vulva, Shannon?
my God, that was probably my favorite part of the season. That was Big Mouth. Oh my God, it was so good. It was so good.
Not everyone has probably seen it, so we probably can't talk too much about it.
No, I don't want to give too many spoilers, but
I will say the first few episodes, I was like, really, people, really?
Yeah.
I feel like they went extreme raunchy, like, mm-hmm. Holy shit, we got a second season. Let's go balls to the wall and see what we can get away with.
Yeah.
Just in case we don't get a third one. Let's do everything we wanted to do in the first season but didn't, because we didn't want to freak everyone out. So let's do it now.
After that cliffhanger, they sure as fuck better get a third season. If they don't, I will be disappointed.
Yeah.
But the hormone monstress continues to be the best character on the show.
Yes.
Let's take a bubble bath.
Mm-hmm. Though Murray's pretty cool still, too.
Oh, yeah.
He kind of shaved up a little bit.
Yeah, he did. He did. I loved when he shaved himself.
Yes, that was adorable. Solidarity, my brother.
Yeah, there was a lot in there that was good and funny.
And what's his face? His dad became a dick.
That guy's dad? Because he always was a dad. Dick.
Became a bigger dick.
The one who eats scallops and shits himself?
Yes, yes. Yeah.
He was always a dick.
He got meaner.
Yeah.
I feel like his mom's going to divorce him because he's so mean.
I didn't feel shocked by it. I felt like he was always awful. But I agree with you. He did get more awful. Let me tell you how high my standards are these days. I'm reaching towards
about as low as my ankle.
I'm reaching towards the floor.
No. So, yes. Yeah, so, the three of us just happened to binge watch the same three exact seasons. So, Big Mouth season 2.
Yep.
Schitt's Creek season 4.
Yep.
And then brand new Dancing Queen.
Well, Schitt's Creek season 4 was fast. It was 12 episodes and it's a 20-minute show.
Yeah. So, yeah, 3 hours.
Right.
I did accidentally power through it during an entire Sunday afternoon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oops.
Because it's just, I mean, a whole season of Schitt's Creek being equal to one Lord of the Rings movie.
Exactly. You know? Lord of the Rings, a whole season of Schitt's Creek. Take your pick.
It didn't, you know, that, like, saying I watched The Two Towers yesterday doesn't sound as bad as I watched the whole season of Schitt's Creek. And yet.
Dancing Queen was long. It was 45 minutes.
Yeah, it was long. But it was cute.
It was good. I liked it.
I actually liked the Alyssa Edwards stuff more than the Dance Studio stuff.
Yeah. I mean, Dance Studio is Dance Studio, and I wish moms would just fucking let go, man. Like, your kids aren't fucking special snowflakes. They're just little girls who you've paid a lot of money for to learn dance techniques.
Right. Yeah, I feel that.
Not fucking special.
I mean, I...
Some are just more bendy than others.
I kind of sucked at being a competitive dance teacher because I'm just of the thing of, like, everybody have a good time, everybody enjoy themselves. So, you know, like, there was a girl who all the other teachers cut because they thought she wasn't good at all for anything, like, in any of the dances. And I never did because I want to give everybody a chance. So, like, I was not a competitive dance teacher. I'm like a hippy-dippy, everybody have fun and love.
Everyone gets a trophy, teacher.
I don't give out fucking trophies. It wasn't a competition. It was a everybody have fun thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So those are our recommendations for the week.
Yeah. Do all of them. Yeah. We went on a trip.
We went on a trip. I'm so sorry I haven't posted that yet. I don't know what happened to my week.
Girl.
Obviously Netflix happened somehow.
Yeah, but I didn't come over last Tuesday because we just spent the whole weekend together.
Right.
You could have done it then.
I'd been to. I don't know what happened. Oh, I had a meeting.
Oh, yeah.
I had a meeting. And then sometimes I fall asleep early and I don't wake back up.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, shit happened. I don't know what really happened.
It's fine. But I'm not judging you.
I was going to do it Sunday night and then I sprained my ankle.
So
I couldn't do it last night because even though I called off on work, I went to a concert.
What concert did you go to?
Foo Fighters.
I'm jealous.
But I feel bad talking about it because, like, I called off on work and then I hobbled around Little Caesars Arena for 2 hours. Literally hobbled.
Yeah, I've done stuff like that before.
And when my ankle was bad yesterday.
Yeah.
I seriously, like, I wrapped it up. I had arch supports. I had proper shoes on. I drugged myself. And, like, out the door I went.
I don't.
My buddy was like, fucking Dave Grohl broke his leg, went to the back, fixed it up, came back out, and finished his goddamn concert. You're going with me. I was like, okay. He's like, you're going to be metal. It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be metal.
So yeah, I guess it was metal that I went to a concert with a sprained ankle.
I've called off on stuff that I'm supposed to do in order to do stuff I want to do. And I've also canceled on stuff I wanted to do because, you know, like, so I have a story now that I'm going to tell you that I don't think I've ever told you that I felt guilty about for 9 years now. So you know how we always talk about how I missed your wedding because of swine flu?
Yeah, but you went to work and were exhausted. Yeah,
they made me go to work that day.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that I didn't know that. I couldn't remember that I told you that.
Yeah.
That was my first day back to work after having swine flu, and I felt fucking terrible.
Yeah.
I just shouldn't have gone back to work that day. But correct. I was like, I missed Shannon's wedding, and I went to work. Like, I still feel bad about that.
Yeah.
But I shouldn't have been at work. They just made me.
Yeah. No, you told me.
I couldn't remember that I told you that.
Yeah, because you were hysterical.
I was.
You felt like you had to go to work.
Yeah.
And then you were so exhausted you couldn't come.
Well, that.
Even though we had planned for you to wear a Michael Jackson bling mask.
I did. I felt really terrible. Because the other thing, too, that, like, they thought that I was not, you know how, like, in corporate jobs they get ideas in their heads and then just go with those things. So they had it in their heads that I wasn't taking work very seriously because I got my wisdom teeth out, I got dry sockets, I got swine flu, and I got pink eye. And I had doctor's notes for all of those things because I definitely had all of those things. But like my manager had it in her head that like I was calling out of work a lot.
Sometimes you get hit with the plague.
I had the plague.
You don't want to bring it in and give more people the plague.
Oh, no. I literally went to work with pink eye.
Yeah. Which you could have gave to all your customers.
I gave to one of my coworkers. I just wanted them to see it and send me home because they weren't believing me. Mm-hmm. Like, they were thinking that I was slacking off at work.
I really wished you had rubbed your eyes and then touched all the keyboards and then all the soap.
Put pink eye on all the soap.
And then everyone would have got pink eye and they would have come back and sued Lush.
Oh, that would have been amazing. I mean, not at the time, but like fuck Lush right in their fucking faces. Man, that would have been great if everybody had gotten pink eye from me. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Yeah. Stories. So vacation, we were on it.
Yes. We went to mini break.
Yeah, we went down to see Javi, which we saw some of him. We saw him a little.
Yeah, we had lunch, and then we got to party with him a little bit at the bar.
Yeah.
After we rallied, after a long day at Epcot drinking, which you will hear.
Yeah, we did
we did 20 minutes of recording over 6 hours.
Yeah, we just told you about what we ate and drank, I think.
At each stop. We did do like a mini update in Japan because we were there so long because it was just so fucking hot.
It was miserably hot. But yeah, that was really fun. And I had so much fun at
Halloween Horror. Tell us about that because we didn't talk about that at all.
Okay. So first off, on the way in, I was like, you guys, we got to go to Voodoo Donuts. So we waited in line.
At City Walk.
At City Walk to go to Voodoo Donuts, which I talked about on one of the previous podcasts because I just had some. And mine was meh. Shannon's was really awesome.
Yeah, so. You had a chocolate donut with chocolate frosting and Cocoa Puffs on it.
Yeah, the Cocoa Puffs were a little stale. That was why I was disappointed.
And then I had an eclair, but it was an orangey eclair. It had the Bavarian cream in the middle, but the glaze was orange. And then it had, like, orange chocolate balls on top of it.
Yeah.
It was delicious.
Yeah.
And it was on a stick.
On a stick.
On a stick.
Donut on a stick.
Donut on a stick.
And then we went in and we waited in line for a really long time to get in. I was talking on the phone with my mom about it. I was like, I have never waited in line to get into a park like that before. Like,
yeah, it didn't faze me. I was just like, meh. Like, this is what we're doing.
This is the night of lines.
This is the night of lines. I didn't even think it was that long.
I just have not gone through that in I don't even know when. Like, I've never been at an event where everybody, like, I don't go to parks right when they open normally. I've never been at an event where everybody was trying to get in at the same time. So I was like, this is madness.
Maybe I have, because when we do, like, Greenfield Village, you have specific times that you show up, mm-hmm. but 300 people show up at those ticket times.
Right.
And we all queue up.
Yeah.
And have to wait in line and all go through together.
That makes sense. Well, so yeah. And then we looked at all of the things. So Julie, my old roommate, you got to meet Julie.
Julie Westfield. Fall.
Having a Julie Westfall day.
Kind of day.
Yeah, she seemed really disappointed because it wasn't as scary as it has been in past years, but it was the perfect amount of scary for Maggie. Like, I really enjoyed it. Okay, good. So, yeah, we went in, and the lines for the haunted houses get insane. And we looked, and the Stranger Things house, when we walked in, was already a 2-hour wait. And I was like, bitch, I ain't doing that shit. I ain't about that. So
word.
So we went and went to the other one that I wanted to go to, which said it was 30 minutes, a 30-minute wait, because it was a, like, corny, like, B-movie haunted house. It smelled like popcorn when we walked into
yes.
it. That was really fun. And I wish there had been more time in line that you actually could have seen the B-movies. So they had these little, like, mini clips from these movies that they made themselves, that they made up, and then you're walking through the haunted house and all of those things jump out at you. But I only recognized, like, 2 or 3 of them from the thing. I screamed at the end when Bigfoot jumped out at me, and the people at the end of the thing laughed.
Mm-hmm. I didn't recognize. I think I'd seen them all except for the baby one and the Bigfoot
yeah, that
one
the
of them.
Baby one was weird.
Yeah. But I'd seen all the other ones waiting in line.
I obviously wasn't paying close enough attention to what was going on the screen. But that was fun. That was a fun haunted house. That was like,
talk about the line dancers.
Oh my God. There were these two boys who were
They were sharing earbuds and listening to the same song.
And they were jumping and headbanging in sync together. And also, like, imagine, like, rocking back and forth and shaking your head. Right? Like, whatever it was that they were listening to. And they were making
it was like a boom, 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 boom,
front, boom, back, boom, front, boom, back, boom, front,
boom, boom,
back.
Boom. Boom, boom. And they had, like, long, frowy, curly hair.
Yeah,
and they fluffy. Were super tall.
They were both,
so you just saw, like, these tall, gangly, like,
they looked like
mop
they
heads. Boom, boom, boom.
They looked
boom,
like they were,
boom,
like, 15 boom, years boom. Old and, yeah. like, 6 feet tall. Like, these tall, like, little, and I was like, I just want to punch them. Somebody needs to, they were just driving me crazy.
So we started making up inner monologues. We were trying to make up what song they were dancing to. So we're picking, like, really cheesy ones. Like,
yeah.
What if they're really dancing to Barbie Girl? So we would try to make a cheesy song match their dancing.
Fit with them.
It's probably like Menomina.
That would have been funny. No, it was very, like, they were very much dancing, like they were listening to rock music, so.
But yeah, it was probably like EDM.
It was probably, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Definitely EDM, for sure.
I got sprayed by a barrel of monkeys.
You did?
I got soaked. I got real wet.
So each, like, street of Universal was broken up in themes.
And they are scare zones.
And so they'd have people dressed up and walking through the crowds to scare you.
Mm-hmm.
So the first area we went through was kitty themed. It was like Chucky was harassing the crowd. Like, there was a puppet on a stage and someone watching people walk by, and he would yell at you specifically and heckle the crowd. And then at the end of it was the Barrel of Monkeys.
No, the Barrel of Monkeys was at the beginning, and I got hit hard with them. The end was
Operation,
and it was bloody. Yeah. It was blood and,
like,
gore.
Realistic.
Yeah. like guy dressed as an actual surgeon.
Covered in blood.
There's like blood stains on the sheet and he like looks like he's gonna like pull guts out at you and then sprayed us. Julie got hit and freaked out and you got to see an actual angry Julie.
She got hit in the ear.
She got hit in the ear and she was so mad. So mad. That was my second hit, but the barrel of monkeys, like that got me just down the back. My purse was soaked. I was like
being jizzed on by a bunch of monkeys.
I was jizzed on by a ton of monkeys. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the scare zones weren't as scary as they've been in the past. And I found that perfect. Julie was very disappointed. I actually enjoyed. You stared one down.
I stared a few down. Like once I realized like who they were in the crowd, I was just like, I stared a few down. And one like at the very end, an 80s night. Like, still, like, him and I locked eyes for a good, like, 45 seconds, and he still walked up to me and still, like, made
jumped
me flinch.
At you.
Yeah. Because, good. Like, good usually if you made eye contact with them, they, like, they left
wouldn't,
you alone.
They wouldn't scare you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. There was the...
The chainsaw section was kind of cool, too.
Yes. So they...
Because you didn't know if they were, like, real chainsaws or not. Like, I knew they were fake.
You guys should have seen
but
my face.
It was still, like, the threat of... Like, what if they're not fake?
Yeah, right.
Because they still looked real, and they still revved, and they still, like, whipped around like a real chainsaw. And
right.
They were chasing after our vaginas with them.
Came right up on Shannon's crotch. So this guy who jumped out at Shannon and scared her, like, came at me afterwards, and I smiled at him. And, like, I smiled with my mouth open and shook my hands.
Jazz
with, like,
hands.
Jazz hands at him, like, ah, fake, ah. And he... Just like put his hands to his lips, like shh.
There was a new horror movie. It didn't last very long in the theaters, but it was literally what we did. It was an amusement park, scare night, and one guy decided to follow around a group of people and started murdering people for real in front of them.
Oh.
And, like, they thought it was part of the gag until they realized they were all going to get murdered.
Oh, that's a fun, terrible movie. That sounds
right?
Great.
So, like, that was going through my head while I'm getting chased with a chainsaw in Universal. It's like, what if some freak decided to replace one of those fake ones with a real one and the actor didn't know it? And all of a sudden, they're slicing up vaginas everywhere.
I love that that's where your head went. And then we rode a couple rides. We went to Harry Potter Land.
Yep.
Get some butter beer.
Yep. We did the Gringotts. That was jarring. That was fun, though.
It's a fun ride.
Yeah. And we did the Men in Black ride.
I love that ride.
And that, we saw that a show.
That ride needs a refurbishment. Yeah. Oh, my God. At the show, they pull up these audience participants. And there's this gangly boy with kind of shaggy hair who looks very young and sweet. And then they pull up this, like, thick black girl, right? And they have him sing Kiki to her.
Right.
And then she responds with a dance and she twerks and everybody screams. And then she does that thing that I don't know what it's called. I'm a terrible dance teacher.
She mopped the floor with her vagina.
Well, I wasn't to that part yet. Oh, no, she put her hands down and she jumps from foot to foot.
Oh,
that
shit is
hard.
Yeah.
And then she got in the splits and Shannon said out loud, she's mopping the floor with her vagina. Which was hilarious. Yeah, but it was so funny. It was like, that was amazing. And then at the end, they were getting people to dance, and I was having a little dance moment with one of the girls on stage.
Hey.
Yeah, we were totes flirting with each other. We were having a little dance off. It was fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was super fun. And then we finished off the night by going to the Stranger Things house. Now, from what I gathered from, particularly from you and Julie, who had not seen it, versus me and Danny, who had, and also after asking other people, people who had seen the show loved the house. People who had not seen the show felt meh about the house. So.
Yeah. I mean, it was a themed house.
Right.
It's definitely for a fanboy.
Right.
And Julie and I had zero context for what to expect or what we were looking at.
Right.
But knowing that you were like, oh my God, that met all my expectations, I knew it was a good house.
Yeah.
It's just her and I had zero context for
what's going
its
on.
Awesomeness.
Yeah. Like, she said something about it snowing, and I was like, no, these are poisonous spores.
Yeah.
Like, it's not snow. Those are poisonous spores going through the
yeah,
air.
Yeah, I asked if it was ash. I was like, was that human ash we walked through?
Poisonous spores.
Because I knew it was a sci-fi flick, and right. I knew they did weird things, and pretty, I knew it wasn't snow.
Yeah, the one.
They would have made it cold if it was snow, because it is universal.
Right.
So, it was, like, definitely some sort of ash.
Yeah, it was. It's
but
it's
they're poisonous spores.
Poisonous spores. The one thing that I really regret, and I was talking about this guy with a guy at Disney the next day, was, he was saying, you know, the thing that really, cause I was like, I love it cause it's movie quality, like level, mm-hmm. like those haunted houses are movie quality level haunted houses.
Yes.
And he goes, yeah, but they rush you through them so quickly you don't get to enjoy it.
Yes.
That is the one disappointing thing, you know?
Yeah, like if you could have taken, like, even just one more minute longer to walk through the entire thing instead of being kind of pushed through.
But,
like,
yeah.
Walking through it slow.
Mm-hmm.
So you can take it all in and then get those appropriate scares.
Right. Right. I mean, because you also, because of that, knew exactly where they were, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I kept on seeing them. And that happened in both houses, actually, where I would see them and then they would get you. But I had seen them jump out the previous time and I was like, oh, there's a Demogorgon there.
Yeah.
Actually, after the, like, fifth Demogorgon jumped out at me, I yelled, Demogorgons everywhere!
Someone said they wish they had, there were more.
Really? Yeah. I actually didn't, because that's the thing with that show is not a jump scare show very much. Mm-hmm. It's mysterious.
Right. It's a thriller.
It's a thriller. And the Demogorgon isn't in it except for right at the very end of it. So for there to be Demogorgons jumping out throughout the whole thing, I was like, oh, come on. There's not that much Demogorgon. But obviously they're going to have jump scares in the haunted house. So, you know, but I really loved it. I keep thinking about it still.
Yeah. I legit got scared a few times. You know, I got caught off guard. So it was fun. Maggie had a good time laughing at me, jumping and screaming.
Hey, I had my fair share of jumps and screams too. So I did. I'm sure you enjoyed laughing at me when I did. Dude, I screamed so hard at Bigfoot at the end of that.
Missed that. I missed you screaming.
Julie laughed at me about that, and so did all the people at the end of the haunted house.
I think I got scared, too.
Oh.
And ran out. So
yeah, that was a fun night, and yeah. I was so tired. I was so exhausted, but that was
We were there a long time.
Yeah, so we waited till the end of the night-ish to get in line for
And it was a solid... I think we timed it. It was a solid 45, 50 minutes to get into and then walk through.
Yeah. But it said that the wait was 105 minutes,
yeah.
Which would be an hour and 45 minutes.
Yeah. Which we knew it wasn't. You can tell when you are line masters like us, you can look at a line and tell if it's really, truly the time that they've put on the board or not.
Right. Right. I mean, and there are places like the one that we were at where you can't see around when we were there in the Harry Potter land going on the Gringotts one, where they would have so many things going around the corners that you couldn't tell. But this was, you could see the whole line.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I looked at that line. Julie and you and I all looked at the line. We're like, there's no way that that's that long.
Yeah.
Plus, this was, like, the reason I wanted to go to it. So, yeah, that was super fun, super amazing. And I do agree with the guy at Disney World. I wish that there was the time. But they have to get as many people through as they can in the time allotted. But I wish there was more time to sit and, like, look at it all.
Yeah.
But also, I still really loved it. So that was basically the whole trip.
Yeah. Universal, drink around the world,
mm-hmm.
Partied a little bit.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
Yeah. I got to go to the vegan hot dog stand, which I love. So Javi had other friends coming into town that same weekend. And he told me I was allowed to talk about this on the podcast. Well, that was what he suggested I do. So I'm going to lay this out a little bit.
Yeah, I was going to ask if you got permission to chat about that or not.
Yes, because I wanted to, I wanted to throw down. I wanted to start some internet fights. And Javi begged me not to start internet fights. So he had these other friends who were like, oh, by the way, we're coming into town that week. So, like, Shannon and I asked first and got, you know.
We planned,
like,
about a month ahead, right? Month and a half?
6 weeks, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 6 weeks ahead, right? Yes.
Cause yeah, because we made the decision and bought tickets right away before they went up.
Yeah, 6 weeks
ahead. And it was right at the six-week mark.
It was.
Which is when you're supposed to buy your plane tickets, people.
Now you know that. And so Javi called me to warn me that these other friends were coming into town. And I felt disappointed by it, but also recognized at that time that, like, he deserves to get to see everybody. You know, mm-hmm. And also that those other people were like, we're surprising. Like the dude was like, I'm surprising my girlfriend with a trip down this weekend for her birthday. So, like, Javi was voluntold,
right?
You know,
so where do they live again?
California.
Okay. And he's surprising his girlfriend for a birthday trip to Orlando.
She used to live there. That's why.
Okay.
She was like me. She worked at Safaris.
I was just like, you don't, I mean. The more I watch The Good Place, the more I agree with them about Florida.
Oh, God, yes. Florida.
Like, Florida, it kind of sucks. You really don't surprise a person with a birthday trip to Florida. Like, that is something you take them to New York City for, mm-hmm. or New Orleans, or mm-hmm. Denver, somewhere. San Francisco, even if you live in LA, like, San Francisco is kind of a big trip.
They're very rich, apparently. Like, he could have flown her to Cabo.
Yeah, way many other places you can surprise people for a birthday weekend.
Right.
Honestly, Orlando would be at the bottom of my list to spend my birthday at. And not because it's a shithole. It's not. There's a lot of fun things to do, but it's all touristy. It's all parks. It's all lines.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, I'd rather get a little bit of culture and walking and museums in over, you know, Mickey Mouse and fucking, you know, Universal.
Right. Right. So we, you know, our time with Javi was decreased because of that, because he had these other friends coming into town. And, but, like, we made it work, yeah. You know, everything worked out fine. And Javi shared with me this conversation. So the boyfriend got back and, like, bitched at Javi about him being just, like, not fully available to them. And
Wait. It's your girlfriend's weekend, you're surprising her. Javi's not required to drop everything and entertain you. That's your trip to see them, and you're gonna squeeze in seeing Javi on this birthday trip.
I was just hitting myself on the nose during that whole thing, being like, Shannon's got it on the nose. But, like, I was so furious when Javi shared this with me, because that guy kind of railroaded my trip, and I don't think he knew that he did that, and I was real mad. Like, to me, it would have been worth it if Javi had had a good time and gotten to see everybody, mm-hmm. you know? It would have been, like, it was fine with me.
Which he did, but what soured the entire experience then was this exchange once
right.
his friend got back.
Right. I mean that, like, I started getting super angry. Like, at first when Javi told me about it, of course I was disappointed. Of course I was. But, like I said, you know, as an adult, I was like, well, you know, Javi deserves to get to see and say goodbye to everybody.
Yeah.
You know? But, like, once this guy was acting like such a dick about it, it's not logical. It's not logical at all. My hormone monster kicked in and was like, well, then you shouldn't have fucking come and ruined my trip, you dumpster fire of a human. You ruined my trip. You fucked up my shit. And then you had the audacity to complain about it. You shouldn't have gone. You ruined my trip. He didn't ruin my trip. Obviously, we just talked about how fun it was for the last half hour. However.
Yeah, actually.
However, still, like, I still wanted to see more of Javi, and I still felt like you screwed up my plans. You threw a wrench in my system and then have the audacity to complain to Javi about not being, like, yeah. fully available to you.
Yeah, because we went down, because Javi's moving, so we went down there for, like, one last party weekend with him, you know, and so you and him had already planned out an entire weekend. He was unavailable Friday, so we decided to hang with Julie and do Universal, and then Saturday was so, you know, was supposed to be hobby day, and then we left Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. So
it's okay though. I mean, yeah. I just wanted to bitch about it because I wanted to message the boyfriend so bad and just be like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah. And then that's just you being super protective of Javi. Because, like,
I am being super protective of Javi.
Like, you're right. Like, the nerve of the guy to, like, complain to him about a shitty weekend. I was like, oh, motherfucker, you crashed my house.
Yeah.
My weekend. Like, I already had other plans. And that's exactly why I didn't tell any of my friends I was in Florida for the weekend.
Right.
I lived in Florida for 12 years, assholes. All my friends and family are still down there. You know how many people I could have had crash our weekend with us?
Right.
But I didn't, because I'm not an asshole, you know? I think my friend Jason was really upset that I didn't tell him we were coming.
Aww.
You know, they live an hour north in Ocala.
Yeah.
And the last time we were in town, like, I told them and they couldn't make it down. They couldn't afford a day at Disney. And I'll be damned if his wife didn't go to Epcot the next day after we did.
Mm.
And when, if they had known in advance, they might have been able to switch that around, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, the only person I told I was going to be in Florida was my cousin Mark, because it was his birthday weekend, and I knew, which I never called to wish him happy birthday. But I was like, hey, come up and party with us in Orlando. You know, come to Epcot or come party with us. You know, come hang out. Come, because he's going through a rough year.
Mm-hmm.
So I really wanted him to come up, but he never answered my text about that. So, but he was the only one that knew.
Right.
If my other friends had known, like, they may have dropped shit and come up to Orlando and partied with us.
Right.
But it wasn't my, I was already crashing your trip. Like,
right.
And it wasn't my place to invite other people along to that.
Yeah, right. And you also don't just get to, like, crash somebody's life and then be mad that they don't do what you ask them to do.
Right.
You know, like,
yeah.
If we were living apart from each other and you were like, and Scott would never bring you to see me, but if you, because that's just not Scott. But if you were like, hey, I'm coming in for a quick weekend. And then I was like, I have to work all day Sunday because I work all day every Sunday.
Right.
Like, you're not allowed to be mad about that.
Right, right. Well, you can't change it just this once. Like, no, fucker, I can't. Can't. Sorry. Sorry.
Sorry about that.
Sorry about that. Ugh, anyway.
So, yeah, but I adulted in that way, too, and didn't send an angry message. You want to know what I kept telling?
High five for adulting.
Woo! I was like, never have I ever regretted not sending a message. I've only ever regretted sending a message. And if this douche was so angry that, like, Javi didn't drop anything, that he was, like, he wasn't going to care what I had to say about shit.
No.
You know?
He wasn't.
So
he would just think you're some crazy psycho bitch, like, and then would have gotten madder at Javi for sharing those text messages with you.
I wasn't going to say shit about the text message.
So
I was just going to be like, hey, asshole, you fucked up my weekend.
Yeah.
So yeah. It was Treat Yourself Day.
Treat Yourself 2018.
The best day of the year.
Yeah. I fucked that up. Sorry.
You're fine. You're fine. We don't have to be exact. This, I thought that it was a interpretation and I was all for it. I was riding that way. Like, I was riding the interpretation wave with you. Actually, you saw my interpretation the other night. I went to a party dressed as Columbia from Rocky Horror. And instead of a top, I just wore gold nipple tassels.
Hey.
And
did you tap dance?
Yes, I did. I did. So
I love it.
My hair and makeup looked awesome.
It did.
Like, I had.
It's amazing.
That was on Treat Yourself Day. So I went to the drugstore and I bought myself this, like, brush in red hair stuff so that it would be the red color instead of the pink that I have, like the rust Columbia color. And I just, like, did my hair down so it was, like, nice and slick. And yeah, I had this, like, swimsuit bottom with stripes on it and my tap shoes and my nipple tassels and my little bow. And I got good at swinging them. Actually, this friend of mine who's a trans man was the one who taught me how to do it correctly.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm sure you were just like a hot mess all at first.
Well, I mean, I got into do windshield wipers pretty good. I just couldn't get them to swing all the way around, right? And then that thing that you just did, when I could get windshield wipers but not worse, I knew that that wasn't going to work, but I just kept on starting to contort my body more and more just to be hilarious, to be like, am I doing it? Am I doing it? Am I doing it? But nope, Gray taught me the trick, and I did it, and it was...
Nice.
And I just all night I was swinging my boobies around at everybody, and I took my friend Aaron, who's a cross dresser, and I won the female contest, the woman costume.
Awesome! Yes. You didn't tell me that.
Yes, I won the woman contest, and my friend Aaron won the man contest, and he won a copy of the movie, and I won free entrance into the party next time.
Nice, I love it.
Yeah. So.
Woo!
Yeah, because I was. Like, even though I was wearing nipple tassels and not an actual coat or something, I was the only one who went, like, real Columbia for, like, who went. There was nobody dressed as magenta. I thought for sure we were going to have French maids there. Like, what? I know.
With the red afro, it was so hard to do.
Right. I thought for sure that there would be a bunch of magentas.
Fucking bunch of Brads and Janets, huh?
Yeah, a lot of people just went creepy. Some people wore like Rocky Horror shirts that they had and didn't dress as actual characters, but
it could have been a party goer too. That's pretty easy.
Party goers. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think that that's what a lot of my friends did, honestly. You know, a lot of interpretations, but that was my Columbia interpretation. We won.
Woo!
And it was awesome. So that was on Treat Yourself Day.
Oh, yeah. I did. What did I? Oh, I went and got my hair done.
Mm-hmm.
And I got my nails done.
Treat yourself.
And my toes done.
Treat yourself.
And I took mimosas to...
Fun. Oh, yeah, to see.
To Ginger, so all her clients could treat themselves all day long to drinks.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a good day.
Well, I was really worried. I got this shirt. Woo! I got this
shirt. It's a Jack Skellington shirt.
It's a Jack Skellington Lou LaRoe shirt that says Nightmare. It's not even patterned. It's actually just a Jack Skellington
face. Yeah, it's
face.
Just...
like, there's not a thousand a Jack print. Skellingtons. Yeah. It's just a print. It's a print shirt. And it was buy one, get one grab bag. And I was like, ugh. Like, because this is a popular shirt that everybody wants, she's going to be, like, unloading something that she hasn't sold yet.
Right.
I'm going to be pissed about it. So I even texted Shannon, and I was like, should I do it? And Shannon was like, how fiscally responsible are you trying to be right now? And I was like, I've got it, because I didn't know that I was going to have to fix my car 1,000 times that week. So I purchased this shirt, and I was nervous. I was honest to God nervous that I was going to get one of those ugly mini ones that like have been sitting around in people's stock for forever, that she was just doing it to unload something that was shitty. She gave me a Scar shirt.
Yeah, it was pretty cute.
It was cute, right? Like, I mean, it's not something I probably would have purchased for myself, but I'm definitely going to wear it. It's not
Scar's
like,
iconic.
Yeah,
it's a good shirt.
Scar's iconic. It looks like fire from far away, and up close, you can see it's got Scar's face in it. So I was pretty pumped about that. That could have gone way worse than it did.
Oh, yeah. Because, you know, they always unload their crappiest prints when they do the grab bags.
Yeah, and then I also got these leggings. They do unload the crappiest prints when they do grab bags. Mm. That was what made me think of that. You were like, people love the grab bags. And I was like, yeah, because you don't put shit in them. Mm. Unlike LuLaRoe, where I'm so lucky I didn't get shit. And these are cute, right? From far away, they just look like normal leggings. But no, they're Halloween. They're Jack and Sally.
Mm-hmm.
Are they great?
I love them.
I do, too. So was there anything else that you did for Treat Yourself Day? You kept on, like, updating. It looked great. Like, all of your Facebook and Snapchat, all the fun stuff you were doing.
Yeah, no, I just kind of did a fun little day.
Mini spa day.
Mini spa day. And I think we ended up, oh, yeah, went out to late lunch with Scott. Catherine was with Margot. And Tina was with her friends. And then we ended up at a birthday party. So it's a good day.
Oh, that's fun.
It's a good day.
That's really fun. I took a fancy bath in my parents' tub. They haven't, you know, they redid their bathroom, right?
Uh-huh.
And I used...
They have a bathtub that covers your boobs and your knees at the same time?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Their old tub was like the dimensions of a normal tub, just deeper, right? But this one is like...
Oh, Julie had a deep tub, too. I hit the shit out of my foot and leg when I got into the shower.
Yeah.
Because I just lifted my foot the appropriate length, height, and then I was like, oh!
Yeah.
Oh! this tub's 4 inches taller.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, this tub's 4 inches taller.
Yeah, she did.
I bet it would cover my knees and my boobs.
I definitely have had also on my right shin a bruise from the same thing. So it's treat yourself day. I'm using my parents' fancy tub, and I decide I'm going to use these jets to pleasure myself.
Hey.
It's going to be great. So, unfortunately, though, because their tub, like, is so wide and deep, there's not, like, a place to prop yourself up.
Right.
Right? There's no, like, easy side to... So I was propping myself up on the bottom of the tub so that I didn't drown. And then all day Sunday, I was so sore. Hashtag masturbation injuries.
Did you pull a muscle or something?
Yeah, I mean, not pull a muscle. I just overused my back muscles to hold myself in that position for so long to keep from drowning. Because it was like, they were like under me.
Your clitoris is dead and you had to go extra long on the jets?
What?
Dude, you gotta double up on that shit.
I'm sure I don't know what you're talking about.
Should have had like the jets and like a handheld massager.
Yeah, should have had something.
Well, you didn't go all Elizabeth Berkley on the jets, did you?
No, I did not. I did not.
Because that will hurt some back muscles too.
Yeah, I actually gave up. I was like, okay, that was enjoyable enough, I guess.
I'll finish this off in a few minutes.
Yeah, exactly. So it was, you know, being old is stupid.
It happens, man. I legit have pulled a back muscle wiping my ass. So, which is why, like, I love a poop wall. Love. Not a wall you smear poop on. Just a wall right next to the toilet that you can kind of stretch out and prop yourself up against so you can, like, reach and extend enough to wipe.
Yeah. Right.
I'm with you. I'm trying to get Maggie, too, to come to New Kids on the Block with us.
Ah!
So, she's like, I need more photo shoots to do that.
Fun, though.
Yeah. She saw my snaps, and she's like, you are a rock star. You are an amazing woman. I cannot believe you get to go to all these concerts all the time, and you're going to hobble on with a sprained ankle that makes you a rock star. I love it. She's like, I haven't gone to a concert since before my daughter was born, and her daughter's like almost 15.
Aww.
So I was like, girl, I snapped back. I was like, you need to go to New Kids with us. So we'll see. I have one ticket left. Oh, by the way, we bought New Kids on the Block tickets. Hey!
Oh.
It is the mixtape tour in June, and we got really amazing seats. We're like 7 rows up from the floor, right next to B stage, like B side tape, wah wah. And they have Salt and Pepper, Naughty by Nature, Debbie Gibson, and Tiffany coming.
I'm so excited for.
I'm super excited for Salt and Pepper.
Yeah, me too.
Like it's Salt and Pepper and New Kids.
Peppa. P-E-P-A. Don't sound so white, girl. Salt and Peppa.
Salt and Pepper. Salt and Pepper's here.
Salt and Pepper's here.
Salt and Pepper, Salt and Pepper, Salt and Pepper's here.
Salt and Pepper's here.
You really got me going. You got me so. I don't know what I'm doing. Oh my God. It's last night at Foo Fighters. they were amazing, by the way.
Dave Grohl is so
funny.
He's so passionate. He just fucking loves what he's doing. And that's why I love watching him.
He does. And he said that. And he's like, I hope you fuckers are in for a good time tonight, because I'm going to play 3 hours worth of songs. You're getting our full catalog. You're getting 25 years of Foo Fighters, a little bit of from every album, and we're starting new and we're going back to old school.
Aww.
So it was a really good show.
So a bunch of stuff off the Color and the Shape. I would have loved that.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So
now I'm jealous.
So at one point, you know, he did like, they did an hour and a half and then did introductions.
Amazing.
And then they did another hour and a half. It was a 3-hour concert. So in the middle part, you know, when he's doing band introductions, they all are doing a song or a solo of some sort. And then like towards the end of that, his keyboardist starts playing Imagine by John Lennon. Mm-hmm. And so he kind of, you know, takes his time to do a little talky-talky with us. And he's like, you know, I just want to take a moment to sing together as one. And if you know the words, I just want you to sing. And so Imagine's playing. Mm-hmm. So we're all like, oh, we're going to sing Imagine, of course. And then he starts singing Jump by David by Van Halen.
Amazing.
Over the top of Imagine. And it's really slow. So yeah. We're all like, might as well jump. Jump. Go ahead and jump.
That's amazing.
Why don't you jump? Jump. It was amazing. It was so funny. So Dave Grohl. It was awesome. And then they played Under Pressure, and mm-hmm. he played the drums, and I lost my shit like my Michael God. Jackson fan.
So good.
And it was just like, you know, David, you know, Freddie's been gone for a long, long time. Freddie was gone before you and I were even aware that, like, Queen was amazing. Mm-hmm. And David's gone, and then, like, Dave Grohl on the drums, like, I just lost my shit.
Yeah. Well, so, okay, let's talk about timeline in my life. I knew the Foo Fighters, like I knew of them. I knew a bunch of their songs. But when I was in high school, so it was not The Color and the Shape. It was the like next album after that. I was in high school and he was on SNL. And I was up late watching Saturday Night Live. And I was like, I'm in love with this man. Mm. Because, I mean, you guys have all seen Saturday Night Live performances where the bands are just like, like not putting in the effort, right?
Yeah.
But Dave Grohl was like all over the stage, jumping up and down, clearly having the time of his life performing. And that, like, I already liked them, you know, like I already liked My Hero and I already liked, you know, like their famous songs. But it was that moment where I was like, oh my God, he's amazing. Because mm-hmm. he just loves what he's doing.
Yeah, it was all his off stuff that I would see interviews of him, or he'd do, you know, SNL shit or Funny and Die shit. He's just, like, he's a trooper. He loves just, like, humoring people and having fun. During one of his riffs, you know, because they'll take, like, mini breaks in the middle of songs. And then, you know, he kept referencing his old school fans because he knows his concert's full of a bunch of middle-aged fucks.
Yeah.
Because he's been around for 25 years, and we were all between the ages of 14 and 20 when he came out.
Oh, even not even just that. When he was in Nirvana in the early 90s.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Is that what you're including?
Because yes. I thought that... Yes.
Oh, okay.
Well, just like we're Dave Grohl fans.
Right.
You know?
Yes. I'm with you.
So... he's like, we're all my Honda Odyssey driving motherfuckers, because I got one. I know y'all do, too. We're all my Honda Odyssey driving motherfuckers. I know you all drive those grocery getters out there, because I got one, too. It was so funny.
Oh, my God. That's so
funny. And then he laughed. He's like, I have never riffed about my minivan in my entire life in a year and a half on this tour.
That's, oh, my God. That's hilarious.
So we were, like, one of the last dates. He's got Milwaukee tomorrow night on the 18th. And then closing out his year and a half tour in St. Louis this week. So Detroit's one of the last stops.
That's fun.
Yeah.
That's
he
fun.
Did, like, 5 encores.
Oh, I love that.
It's crazy.
That. I love that.
So, it was a good time. I recommend it. So, and about half the crowd had never seen him, and including, like, my friend and I that went, and he was like, wow, really? You fuckers haven't seen us yet? I'm like, yeah, like, you know, it just, you know, never crossed your mind to go see ya. Like, I'm a huge fan, but I'm definitely not a fanboy. I'm just a total, like... I admire him and his band his music and what he's done.
Right.
So I had to update my concert list today and add him to the list. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Do you want to go on your rant?
Nah, that's okay. It's okay. Didn't fit in. It's all right.
Where are we on time? You have had this.
We're a little over an hour.
Okay. I think that it's okay to wrap it up then.
Yeah. Fully good. Positive. You guys. Non-man-hating, non-political episode. Like,
I, and I have man-hating and political shit to say. I just didn't. Yeah. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
I'm trying to come up with which thing I want to do for internet thing of the day. I think we're going to go back to one that's it's an old one from a few weeks ago that we didn't use. So,
okay.
Internet thing of the day. Me, who clearly doesn't know the lyrics to Footloose. Footloose, pet goose, picked a fight with a moose, cheese, stiff breeze.
You can't even finish it out.
Watch out, there are 10 bees. And I just love that because it's so relatable. Nobody.
Jack, get flack. And
come
know.
On, you're something back.
Right. Like, the next line is kind of muddled in my head anyway, so.
Yeah, so I just love that. That made me laugh so hard because it's so relatable. So that was internet thing of the day. Ooh, other internet thing of the day real quick for you guys to Google. Go search this. I'm going to show this to Shannon after I get off the off the call. This is a call.
off the call.
I'm going to do this after I get
off our conference call.
Off this conference call that we're on here. The Comedy Wildlife Photo Awards are on right now. They are doing, you can vote for your favorite, and they are hilarious. Mm-hmm. There's one of like a hippo, a baby hippo biting the mama hippo's butt, you nice. Know, or like there's one of a squirrel who looked like he's conducting an orchestra. Nice. So they are really enjoyable. Uh-huh. Really, like there, it's just like there are sometimes are just nice, like truly good things in the world, and the Comedy Wildlife Photo Awards are one of the truly just good, nice things that exist. Yeah. So you should all go look that up because they're very funny.
I want to mention googly eyes real quick too.
Oh my God, that was so funny. And then I love too that the woman was so mad. I assume it was a white woman named Karen who tweeted,
all right, Karen.
Who did this? Like,
this is not funny. And if you know, we need to find out and they will be prosecuted.
So if you guys missed that was hilarious.
I read the comments.
Uh-huh. Tell me.
It's the first time in 2 years I have not regretted reading the comments. They were so funny.
Oh my God.
So lighthearted. And everyone like appreciated the fact of the googly eyes, like glued to the statue. And then people did research on the guy who they did it to, and they're like, thank you for the history lesson. Aww. I had to look this guy up. He was pretty badass. And then there was actually a legit art restorer that commented on it, and they were like, the googly eyes and or whatever adhesive they used on this statue will not injure it in any way whatsoever. Feel free to gently pry them off or just wait for the rain to wash away the adhesive. Your statue will be just fine.
I actually also had something recently where the comments I did not regret. It was the meme that was going around that was like, hey ladies, what kind of makeup do you use for a perfect and glowing skincare regime? And now that the men aren't reading, let's riot at midnight. The comments were just as incredible, where it was like, well, I have to tell you that I'm a very big fan of the Anastasia Beverly Hills such and such palette, and I will be sure to bring snacks. So like, like, hey, and then there was one where this guy was like, hey, I'm a man and I read and can I come and can I bring torches? And this person was like, I apologize, but all of the tiki torches were purchased by Nazis. You may bring a Yankee candle of your choice of fragrance.
So, oh my God, I love it.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, that was one of the first times in my life that I did not regret the comment section, and it was like a few weeks ago, and it was all of it was amazing. Yeah. So, awesome. All right, all of those good things to look up now.
Right.
Look them. Go.
Yeah. Go have fun.
Go enjoy yourself.
Enjoy some light reading.
Don't. That, masturbate, but don't do it in the tub.
You can masturbate in the tub. You just, you know.
Don't hold yourself up.
Right. You know better. You should have had an assistant.
I should have had an assistant. Yeah. All right, you guys. Well, we're going to wrap this up now.
Yep.
We are Shannon and Maggie. That's who we are. That's what the podcast you're listening to. You can find us everywhere. See, I got lost here. I was lost and now I'm found. You can find us on all of the social media. That More Thing, that's the name of the podcast that you're listening to right now, That More Thing. You can find me on Twitter, and I am Maggie, the of this podcast Maggie, and I am at Brain of Maggie.
And I'm Shannon, at Shannon's Party.
And this has been episode 184?
I think so.
180 of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie.
Bye! Bye.